The question in front of the U.S. Supreme Court is whether workplace discrimination on the basis of sex applies to gay and transgender workers. And six of the nine justices, they say yes, it does. Sex discrimination includes discrimination for LGBTQ plus workers. The High Court released the opinion yesterday, and that's what we're talking about now on The Morning Show. I'm Keeley Boltina, in for Kate Archer Kent. Join our conversation. What are your thoughts on the Supreme Court ruling? How do you think it will change things? And are you part of this community? What is it like for you to navigate the healthcare system? Do you have concerns during this Pride Month, even though it's supposed to be a time to celebrate who you are? 800-642-1234 is the number to call. You can also tweet us at WPR Mornings. Our guest is Wes Shaver, who's the president of Milwaukee Pride, Inc. Wes, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Well, thank you very much. Good morning. How are you?
Good. Thank you. Want to get your reaction to what many are calling a landmark case that came out of the Supreme Court yesterday.
Well, yesterday was a pretty surprising day for all of us. The immediate reaction was, oh, my gosh, the work is being heard. You know, we always talk about how important it is to celebrate not just pride in the spirit of the LGBTQ plus community, but the work that people have been doing for the last 50 years. And that work includes working to change legislature, working to change processes, working to, change discrimination, looking to change views of prejudice. So the final decision and the ruling is indeed a major surprise and definitely a landmark moment for LGBTQ plus people.
You said surprise twice there, so certainly not what you expected. Why didn't you think that the work that has been done in these past decades was, as you put it, being heard?
Well, the LGBTQ plus community, ever since the latest administration took office in 2000, you know, at the end of 2016, there was really, we were all immediately threatened. We were aware that there would be very conservative and religious based views and policies enacted. And especially for transgender folks, we felt a heightened need to support and to be vocal about the needs of that, of not the whole LGBTQ plus community, but especially those folks. And seeing as that now we're on one side of the spectrum, we're facing movements with people of color and with social unrest and unjust systems in that aspect. This Pride Month, just last week, we saw rollbacks of protections against transgender folks. So to see this decision come just a few days after that, it was surprising. It seemed almost odd that we would have this very positive decision made coming off the heels of one that potentially is, or that potentially that is harmful to some folks within the community.
And we're talking with Wes Shaver, who's the president of Milwaukee Pride, Inc., and we're taking your calls at 800-642-1234. How does this ruling from the U.S. Supreme Court change things in your world? Are you a member of the LGBTQ plus community? What do you want people to know about how this or other circumstances in our world right now affect your life? You can give us a call and share your experience with us at 800-642-1234. You can also send an email to ideas@WPR.org. And Wes, let's talk more about what you were just mentioning. On Friday, we saw the Trump administration announce a policy that rolls back rules protecting transgender patients from discrimination by doctors, hospitals, and health insurers. What is it about the Supreme Court ruling and this step by the administration? It seems like they don't quite fit.
Right. It seems like a complete contradiction. But I think so. We within our community, and something that I always talk about is the importance of, as we make progress and as we talk to people, as we engage with people, as we listen, but also as we share, there's this idea that if we could change people's minds, we could change people's hearts. And that's when you could really affect change. And based on what I've read and my interpretations and conversations about the Supreme Court ruling is, you know, the two votes, the two, you know, surprising votes, it appears as though they really were conscious of that decision. And really, I understand there is some tricky language there and some potentially interesting interpretations down the road. And LGBTQ plus people may have some bumps down the road if they're ever faced with any lawsuits or issues. However, it does appear that the messages are being heard and that these two potential individuals maybe had a change of heart or at least mind when it comes to the application of that civil rights movement, that 1964, you know, bit of history there. So I'm hoping that despite what I consider to be contradiction of the party, that people are opening up their minds. They are listening to the community and they're listening to how these things do correlate to injustices in human and equal and civil rights.
Yeah, and when you're talking about those two individuals, we're referencing Chief Justice John Roberts and also Justice Neil Gorsuch, who actually wrote the opinion for the majority on this, who are conservative justices on the court who agreed that this sex discrimination does apply to gay and transgender people. What about, though, this rule that the Obama administration had put in place when it comes to healthcare providers? How crucial is that for people who are LGBTQ plus to get the healthcare that they need?
It is. I can't even describe how crucial that it is. LGBTQ plus people really, really suffer from inadequate healthcare, not having proper resources, not even having access to the tools of how to find resources. You know, there's layers to the LGBTQ plus community, and they're very intimate and they're very personal. And these protections and these opportunities that the Obama administration allowed for people to kind of open up and be vulnerable and maybe venture out to find resources and in healthcare and systems that will allow them to live an authentic life are very important to our community. It's hard to explain. It's something that I think most people take for granted, but so many LGBTQ plus people live in hiding. They're afraid to confront some of their personal issues or health issues. And the decision to roll back some of those protections is actually, it's devastating. Not only is it taking a step back in just progress and history and equality, but it's really regressing how the community faces the world we live in today. And it's putting back up blocks, blockades, barriers, and it's forcing potentially somebody who was ready to take a risk and venture out to find resources. It's really pushing those people back down. It's forcing them into hiding. It's forcing them to not live a healthy, authentic life. And that's really the ripple effect of these decisions that affect people by decision makers and policy makers and lawmakers that just don't understand how their decisions affect other people.
We're talking with Wes Shaver, who's the president of Milwaukee Pride, Inc., and we're discussing Pride during the pandemic and in light of yesterday's U.S. Supreme Court ruling. And we're taking your calls at 800-642-1234. What is your community doing for Pride in light of this pandemic with gatherings of people not allowed? Let us know how you are marking the occasion. 800-642-1234. This is The Morning Show. This is The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm Keely Boltina. Our guest is Wes Shaver. He's president of Milwaukee Pride, Inc., a group that had to cancel its celebration of the LGBTQ plus community. And in the announcement, the group said that people who are lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and questioning are at a greater risk during the pandemic. That's because we know of health disparities and that people face barriers to accessing health care. Taking your calls at 800-642-1234. How are you marking this month's Pride celebrations when we can't gather together? Do you normally attend a festival? Maybe you identify as LGBTQ+. What do you want people to know? And how does this latest Supreme Court ruling maybe change things for you? Maybe it doesn't. Share with us at 800-642-1234. Wes, Pride Fest in Milwaukee canceled until some point in 2021. How did you come to this decision?
Well, the decision, Milwaukee is known for being the city of festivals. And every weekend throughout the summer, there's a group, the United Ethnic Festivals, that host come together, and each individual organization puts out a festival. We have Pride Fest, Polish Fest, Festa Italiana, etc. And what drove the decision was realizing in early March that large-scale concerts and events were canceling. And they were canceling events. And actually, it was the Kenny Chesney concert that was coming to Milwaukee that was canceled. And that's what alarmed me to think, oh boy, we probably need to cancel now in order to protect our volunteers, our performers, and our festival guests, but also to make a rational and reasonable decision about protecting our financial solubility. We have a responsibility to our organization to make the best financial decisions. And at that time, we were the first event in the city to really cancel. We were kind of hoping that we would have this stay-at-home order. We'd be home for a few weeks. We'd get some clarity with the pandemic. But it was very clear that by mid-March that there was going to be no certainty or a certain timeline presented that we could feel safe and moving forward with, an event that brings 45,000 people together. So ultimately, it just came down to making the fair and reasonable decision to put our festival attendees' health and safety first. And we knew that we could always pivot and change and reschedule if local and national health officials allowed us to do so.
You mentioned health and safety. The announcement notes that people who are part of these communities are at greater health risk. Why is that?
Well, the community itself, just because of social, economical, financial, and just honestly being under-resourced really affects our community. Parlaying into that also, the financial devastation of the pandemic. Many LGBTQ+ workers, they work in service-oriented jobs. They work in the hospitality industry, the service industry. They work in very volatile and vulnerable fields that were heavily affected by the pandemic and closures of businesses. So take a community that faces disparities in their health coverage, their insurance, their job already, and then put these financial strains and on top of it. And so we really felt that the community would feel would be financially leveraged going into the season, and really wanted to make sure that we use Milwaukee Pride to showcase community partners and resources in the city that can offer resources and healthcare and resources for people to take advantage to stay healthy during the pandemic.
We're talking with Wes Shaver, who's the president of Milwaukee Pride, Inc., and we're talking about how people are marking Pride this year when major events, including the Pride Fest in Milwaukee, have had to be canceled, postponed until 2021, however you prefer to think about it. We're also talking about the latest Supreme Court decision on discrimination against people who are gay and transgender. Taking your calls at 800-642-1234. Rich from Rhinelander is ready to join the conversation. Hi, Rich.
Hi. We're feeling greatly rewarded for work that we did much earlier in our lives. I've been with the same partner for 46 years, and what I'm talking about is there's a legacy of discrimination. There's great happiness today, but I recall trying to get my premium insurance for my partner and simply being told over decades, that isn't done. That we like your work. We're glad you're here. We'd prefer that you weren't a gay man, but there's no way in the world we can negotiate with insurance companies. So in sum, there's also regret. We lost tens of thousands of dollars, and I'm not exaggerating, on shared benefit compensation simply because there wasn't a marriage decision and there certainly wasn't an employment discrimination decision as weighty as this one. So we're really happy and we're really regretful.
So Rich, this decision from the Supreme Court that sex discrimination includes discrimination for LGBTQ plus workers, it's not in theory for you. It's personal.
It's wonderful societally that this law, which had been interpreted to apply to a specific, we're all in this together, basically. I mean, this law was a law that determined basically that one half of humanity was equal to the other half. And now the law has been interpreted as saying the definition of sex is sex identity is sex identity. So I think we're going to face a terrific backlash from conservative religious communities. But I really do think that this is a great decision. That's all I want to say. It makes me think I'd like to go back in time and claim in a court of law. I'm sorry, but I lost a lot of money because
You had to have those individual plans instead of being recognized as a partnership. Rich, thank you so much for sharing your story and for talking with us during this conversation. Wes Shaver, one of the things I heard Rich talk about was the concept of equality. And we certainly want to talk about Milwaukee Pride and also the fact that you've been involved in the Black Lives Matter protests. Why are these organizations working together? Why is it important?
Well, it's extremely important because right now, really more than ever, the marginalized and underrepresented groups that have that intersect and share people really need to amplify each other's messages. In Milwaukee here, Milwaukee Pride did not organize a Black Lives Matter march or protest, because we didn't feel it was our lane. So there's also has to be mutual respect for these communities and these people who need to champion their efforts, and we need to then amplify. So, for example, right now there's a lot of overreach within communities, and there's a lot of colleagues and friends of mine that are people of color that really want this opportunity to lead their message, organize the marches, the protest, and they want our support. They want our 100% backing, amplification. And that's what's important about these smaller communities, these marginalized communities, that it's so important to listen to one another. And I'm really proud of, we have a local personality. I call him personality because he's an entertainer. He's an activist. His name is Montel. He spearheaded the local Pride March for LGBTQ plus people in support of Black Lives Matter and queer people of color. He put it together, and it was his initiative, and it was our honor and pleasure to follow suit, amplify, and be there in support. I think right now, while people may have good intentions of supporting, it's really important to be authentic. It's really important to amplify and support people in a genuine manner, not just say things on social media, share an image, It's important to show up, and it's important to be a part of the message, not just copy and paste one, if that makes sense. And I'm not trying to sound flippant or disrespectful to those who may not understand the layers of that conversation, but it is important to join forces, but it's also important to join forces respectfully.
Mm-hmm. Wes, thank you for your time today.
Thank you for having me.
Wes Shaver is the president of Milwaukee Pride, Inc. We've been talking about a landmark Supreme Court ruling from yesterday about discrimination applying to gay and transgender workers under the idea of sex discrimination. And we have also been talking about what it's like to think about, celebrate Pride during this month when there are so many uncertainties. Up next is news. Then we've got a researcher helping us understand these fringe white supremacist groups that have been showing up at those Black Lives Matter protests. This is The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.